Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
And here we are in July. Hello, Reesa.
Hello, Jim. Happy July 6th morning. I hope you had a wonderful July 4th weekend.
Well, we did. We so many years went by, and I think we realized that unless you just do something, it never happens, you know. And I keep saying, Eric, another summer is here. Let's do something, like maybe have a barbecue. And it doesn't happen. The next summer comes. So anyway, we actually had a barbecue, so it went well. How was yours? Did you see any fireworks?
Yeah, I saw some fireworks at West LA College. I was actually a few blocks away, so I avoided the crowds, but I got to see beautiful fireworks. I had a wonderful time at my church picnic on 4th of July, and had a nice safe and sane holiday, used to say.
Yeah, we have a golf course down in the corner, and I didn't think they did this anymore, but we're watching these fireworks, and we just walked down to the corner, and poof, there it was right in front of us. And our neighbor had one of these really powerful drones, and he flew this thing up in the air, and it was just filming all the fireworks, and he was rotating it around. You could see the fireworks in the different areas. It was really cool. And when we looked up at his drone, wham, a big shooting star went by. It was really kind of unique, the timing, you know.
That's and, great. That brings us up to our hot topics, matter of
hot
fact.
Hot topic time. Yep. Okay. It's hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic this morning is Jurassic World. I guess it's not really too hot. I guess it's been out a couple of weeks, but I just saw it this weekend. And the big surprise of the whole movie for me was Vincent D'Onofrio was in it. Now, I happen to think Vincent D'Onofrio is a great actor. A lot of people don't know who he is because he always looks different in every movie. And I had no idea he was in the movie till the very end, and I saw the end credits. So I won't spoil it for anybody, but Vincent was great in the role that he played, as usual. Chris Pratt is also in it. He was kind of the goofy guy on The Office.
Yeah.
Or not The Office, Parks and Recreation. He was the kind of goofy guy on there. Now he's become this hunky sex symbol, and he did well as a hunky sex symbol. Bryce Dallas Howard is the female lead. That's Little Opie from years back, now big time director, you know, is her father. But Bryce stands on her own. She doesn't want to, I'm sure, just be known as Ron Howard's daughter. She does really well in the film, too. But I have to say I was a little disappointed. I'm a big Jurassic fan, so I've seen all of them. It's one of the few sequels and prequels that I've seen, absolutely every one. I've liked all of them, including this one, but the first will always remain my favorite, maybe because of the originality when it first came out. But the dinosaurs were great. The animation was great. The storyline, well, it's Jurassic Park. Come on.
Yeah.
But I had a definite good 2 hours of my time. I did enjoy it. I recommend it highly for, you know, older kids and adults if you're into the Jurassic Park type thing. But I had a great time. And your hot topic.
Well, you know, summer is here, and where is everybody going? They're sitting around, unless they've already made their plans or already left. For your information, some of the favorite places in the top list is Hawaii. Then you got Alaska, Napa Valley, Massachusetts, and the American National Parks, like Shenandoah, Smoky Mountain, Glacier National Park, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, and also the cruises. Well, look up deals for seniors. Here are 10 budget vacations for summer. Most know a nice summer vacation breaks the bank. Well, there are alternatives. Here are some of the deals for you under $150 where you can have a good time. Yellowstone National Park, the Yellowstone Lodge, has Wi-Fi, breakfast, pool, and all that under $150. So you don't have to spend $500. Myrtle Beach.
If you're going to do 10, Jim, you better go quick.
I don't have 10. Westgate Myrtle Beach Oceanfront Resort has everything you need. There's views, river rides, the whole thing, $79. Great Smoky Mountains, you can go there. It's a popular national park. They have streams, fishing, 150-acre Dollywood area, all that for $89. So instead of going on, there are so many, check online for great getaways, and especially, you know, senior getaways and that. So you can basically go place for half price. So have fun on a budget, Reef.
Awesome. And that brings us up to our first commercial.
There we go.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Well, this morning, Jim, we have a guest that we had just recently on the show, but she had so much to say. I invited her to come back, and we're going to continue talking about health issues and nutrition and essential oils. The one and only, she's a host, she's a producer, she's an actress, she's all that, and she's getting healthy. We have with us today Miss Kelly Capel.
Kelly, you're so inspirational. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Rita. Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
Kelly,
great.
Inspirational Capel. We couldn't get enough information from you on our last show, so we had to have you back because, you know, how can you do that in 15 minutes, right?
Are you saying that I'm a blabbermouth?
Just a blabbermouth, but you didn't have enough time to blab, so we need more blabbing.
Well, I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to be here, and health and wellness, as you guys know, is one of my hot topics. That's the hot topic for me.
Cool.
It's all about choices.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, last time we talked about essential oils, since that time I've had a little opportunity to try some out, and I have to say I am amazed. I've used some topically, and it's been amazing. I've used the diffuser, and last night I diffused the air, and I slept so good. A little lavender and a little peppermint for my sinuses. I woke up feeling refreshed and renewed, and my sinuses were clear when I woke up. You notice I don't have the frog in my throat this morning. So that definitely helped me. So I can't wait to use more of the essential oils. I know you cook with them.
I do cook with them. You know, it's funny. In the last few months, I have become such a fan, and I took a special course Saturday before last down in San Diego with a doctor who is the medical director of this particular oils company, the oils that I use, it's called doTERRA. Amazed, because I know, just like you have had your experience with them, and you're, you know, kind of learning and playing with them and seeing how they affect your body and your chemistry and your mood and your sleep and your pain and everything else. Well, that's what I've been doing too over the last couple of months, and putting them in my foods, in my water. I put lemon, organic, 100% pure lemon oil in my water. I put ginger in my water to help with inflammation. And through this kind of discovery, I've grown to absolutely not just love them, but become addicted. And so when this opportunity came up to have a workshop and a further education with this physician, this Dr. Hill, down in San Diego, I jumped on it, and I hopped in the car and went down there for the day. And I'm here to tell you, I thought, you know, oils, aromatherapy, smells good, yada, yada, makes you feel good. The chemistry behind the oils is fascinating. I'm not going to go all into it because I'm a little geeky that way, and I love chemistry. But suffice it to say, the molecules in the oils are specific to, they're made for as a therapeutic grade quality, and they have a certification for that. And what that means is that these oils were designed, every single decision of the company was made so that the chemistry of each of these oils was not just the most pure, they're pure, of course, but was the most potent so that it would deliver an effect neurologically, physiologically, chemically, in the highest therapeutic way, your body. And when he broke it down to all of the hydrocarbons and the function groups and what they did and the alcohols and the esters and blah, 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 it was fascinating. Because this is what the pharmaceutical companies are doing now, is they're going to nature, just like these, you know, oil companies, they go to the plant, and they're trying to create these same molecules, these hydrocarbons and function groups and things, but they do it synthetically, and the body doesn't know quite what to do with that. It doesn't
that makes
look
sense.
The same.
Well, so I'm more of a comic book geek, but I am a foodie, so how does that connect with what I eat?
Well, it's great because, like you said, you had your diffuser on, and one thing that people don't realize, and this is not with all oils, you have to find a special therapeutic grade oil, because all oils are the same. A lot of them have binders that are like formaldehyde and stuff, and you cannot eat them, you cannot ingest them, you can only smell them. They smell good. But these particular oils, you can eat them, you can ingest them, you can smell them, you can put them on topically, massage them straight. If you have it like a pain in your hip, put a little, there's a blend called Deep Blue that has about 5 different soothing and penetrating and anti-inflammatory oils all mixed together. You put that right on the spot.
I used that last night. Matter of fact, my knee was kind of hurting a little bit. I put a little bit on, rubbed it in on the top and on the bottom, and my knee felt great.
I use that on my hip constantly. I love it. I love it. So these oils, because you can ingest them, you can cook with them, and you can put them in your water. So if you don't like, a lot of people don't like just the plain taste of water, put a little couple of drops of lemon oil or grapefruit oil, or one of my favorite, especially with sparkling water, instead of soda, instead of, you know, drinking like a Coca-Cola or something, I take sparkling soda, like a Crystal Geyser, and I just put a couple of drops of wild orange oil in there. No sugar, no artificial anything, 100% pure, and it's refreshing. So that's what I do in my food as well. If I'm doing like a brown rice with a quinoa and some broccoli or something, I'll put a couple of drops of ginger in there with a little bit of wild orange and throw in a couple of cranberries and some almonds. And I have this whole protein-rich dinner. You know, I put that with a little kale, and it's just delicious.
Now, do the drops work on chocolate chips?
They do, actually, because I make the best chocolate chip brownies with peppermint oil. So I put about 15 drops of peppermint oil into just a basic, I go to Trader Joe's and get a non-gluten brownie mix and do everything the brownie mix says. And then I just add a couple, like 15 drops of peppermint oil, and I bake it up, and I'm here to tell you, it will knock your socks off. They are so delicious.
And it only takes a couple of drops for the most part.
Yeah, and that's one thing I did find out when experimenting with cooking with the oils, is they're very potent. It's not like a regular, you know, herb out of your cabinet that's been there and, you know, sitting on the supermarket shelf for however long and been in your cabinet for however long. These things, when they come out of the bottle, they are kicking. They have got it only takes a couple of drops. I did a potato salad. I had a gathering the other day, and I did actually, it was a detox workshop, and I did a potato salad, and I used fresh dill oil. Tasted the potatoes. You know, I've never tasted a potato salad that tasted this fresh. It just, the oils make everything just really pop. The flavors are fresh, but only use a couple of drops. I mean, don't go pouring it in, because you're going to have to start all over again, because that flavor gets really overwhelming fast. Just start with a couple of drops, mix it up, taste it a little bit, and then, you know, if it needs a little bit more, then add a little bit more.
It must be interesting when you actually see the chemistry behind all that, when you go down to the seminar and you see how it actually helps your system. It's a psychological boost to you, you know?
Well, it's not even just, I mean, it is a psychological boost, but what it's actually doing is those atoms, those molecules, are actually going into the body's neurological receptors. So the nerves are open looking for, you know, receptors, looking for stimulation, and this little molecule comes and latches on, and then you have a chemical response, you have a neurological response. Whether it's to eliminate pain or diffuse sort of an inflammation of any area inside or outside, a lot of the times with these particular oils, they have blends that are actually in gel caps, or you can get the regular gel caps just empty, and you can put the oils inside, you know, for certain protocols and recipes, inside the capsules, and make your own little gel caps, and then that oil gets right inside. So if you have, like, candida or gut issues, yeast, this goes straight into your digestion, your whole system in your intestines, and it helps to eliminate all of that from the inside out. And it's natural.
The body
knows what to do with it. That's what I love. I'm just
absolutely. Now you were going to have a conference call a couple of weeks ago, and due to circumstances beyond everyone's control, it was postponed, but it's going to be this week. So give us that information before you go.
Sure. It's an amazing call. The man that I've been working with, he's actually he's a natural medical consultant, and he happens to be very, very intuitive. So when he works with you, he sees exactly what the problem is and can help you address it immediately. There's no pussyfooting around. So the information that he has to share is just stellar. And it's July 8th. It's this Wednesday. And on the Pacific Coast, it's 5 p.m. And it's a donation. He's been generous to put this together to raise money for my treatments with him. And it's a $25 donation, and I tell you, you can listen to the live call, you can listen to the replay, and you will get your money's worth, because some of the things that he shares with you will save your life and save you.
July 8th at 5 p.m. Now, where is this at? I mean, is it
phone
number or whatever?
Yeah, you can go to www.brainchild114.com. The sign-up is at the bottom of the sheet, brainchild114.com, and that's where people can sign up. And if you want more information about the oils and recipes and things, the website for that is Hollywood Health Essentials, like essential oils, hollywoodhealthessentials.com.
Well, that's pretty simple.
Very simple.
You know, that's a lot of good information. We love your blabbing because it's very informative blabbing. And Kelly, it doesn't sound really complicated. It sounds like it's a fairly simple process, but it really can affect your health. And people put that on the back burner too often until it's too late, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what people, they get really frightened because of these, you know, big illnesses that get tagged as cancer or diabetes or whatever.
Yeah.
What they don't
realize
is the root of everything is very, very simple. It can be prevented with lifestyle and with diet and with simple things like the oils and things to reduce inflammation and to reduce your stress so the body doesn't have, you know, get a weakened immune system.
Einstein said the simplest solution is usually the best. And
exactly.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to being on the conference call on Wednesday. That's this Wednesday. And they go to, what's the website again?
www.brainchild114.com.
It's yeah, exactly, 114, 11-4.
Yep.
.com. Okay, terrific. Kelly,
thanks
as always for being on the
show
and giving us all that great information. And I'll be listening on Wednesday.
Kelly is so cool.
I'll talk to you later, guys. Have a great day.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Boy, Reese, I tell you, we got some good information, huh?
Absolutely. And now it's time for your gym, Jim.
Jim's Gym. Get ahead. All right, we have,
okay,
you know,
baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Hey, hello, everybody. Hello, hello. You know, we don't want to be stagnant. Stagnant is complacency, and it's in psychology. I studied psychology at Cal State Fullerton. I actually remember something. It's called entrenchment. You know, you just get used to something, and you're stagnant. Well, we have covered planning ahead and budgeting in our past shows. We have also covered the unexpected factor when it comes to trying to save money. That's a difficult one. The example I used was, you know, my neighbor had worked for like 40 years, et cetera, and both of them had worked. And they worked and saved, and their house was supposed to be paid off, and to keep, you know, long story short, they lost their home because of, you know, finances with medical costs. Well, start simple. Here's what I do. Get a notebook, okay, just a spiral notebook. Make two columns. On the top of it, put like August. Make two columns. The left column is all your rent, your investments, whatever the income is. All right, the right column is all the expenses. In both columns, you add them up. The left should come out ahead. If not, you're going into debt and chances are you will go further and further into debt. And when you're over 60, it is not as easy as it is to get out of these financial situations. So you could find a second source of income. So planning is vital. Look at the left column. What can be done to increase the income? Maybe an at-home business, an online business. You can start, maybe you can work on your computer from home doing maybe medical billing. That's a simple one. Companies will pay you to just do their medical billing at home. Check the internet online there's a variety of incomes you can do. You can look into weekend swap meets. I read a story about buying and selling. A couple, they went to get rid of some of their junk in their homes, and they made $600. So they went back and they started doing it over and over again, and they went 300, 500, 300, up to 2,500. It just varied. They were averaging like $1,200 a weekend just buying and selling junk. All right, so that's another little deal. It's just endless. You can look into renting a room out of your house, possibly, or even putting an ad in for babysitting. Anything that can boost up that left column, okay? And handiwork, whatever the situation is. All right, and the right column, what you want to do is you want to find ways of cutting those bills down. The electric, maybe you can get solar, maybe you can go around cutting off your lights. Whatever the scenario is, pay off your credit cards. Here's a quick one. Take your right column and all the bills you have every month. You do it over and over. Have this notebook. Add 25 to 50% to your, you know, say your $100 electric bill, right? All right, don't pay $100 anymore. Start budgeting $125 or $150. All right, after 6 months, you're going to be ahead. So when the first of the month comes, you don't owe $100 for your electric. You're now 6 months paid in advance. So if emergency does happen, then you can go back to your normal bill. But if something happens, you're 6 months ahead on all your utility bills, and it happens really quick, and your credit cards, just add another payment through the month. And before you know it, your credit cards are paid off, your utility bills are paid ahead, and you're saving some money. You know, that's just a quick one, Reith. That's for you. I know you're already on top of all this, and you got.
No, I'm the world's worst. You're you're not preaching to the choir here.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, this week at Tech Time, I want to remind everybody about updates. There's always the question of should or should I not update my operating system or my programs or my telephone. Well, they have planned obsolescence at its highest form in all of these machines, all of these little rectangles that we stare at all day, whether it's a phone, a tablet, or a computer. They need to be updated. Now, you can put it off for a while if you want to, but a lot of people find that they put it off for way too long, and then everything slows down, and they can't figure out why. Well, you got to update. Now, a lot of people like to wait because usually when the update comes out, it'll fix certain things, but it'll break other things. So then they have to update for the update. So it's okay to wait a little while, maybe for, instead of updating at 0.2, wait a couple of weeks and then wait till it gets to 0.3 and use that update, because usually they've kind of worked out the bugs in. But if you wait too long, by the time they get to 0.5, there's going to be something happening. Now, with your computer, it usually means that there's going to be an opening for a virus to get in. Those of us that have Macs have less of a chance of getting a virus, but we still can get viruses. Windows machines, usually they're critical updates each time they have an update. They've had some type of breach, and you need to update your computer immediately. With your phone, all of your apps have periodic updates, and you need to get that done. Right now, I've got a glitch in some of my apps because I didn't do the updates. I've been kind of tied up the last few weeks. A bunch of updates came in. I haven't done them. And so now I'm having to go back in, and it's going to take a few minutes for it to take place. That's the other thing. If you wait for a while to do your updates, you'll find that you're going to get behind, and like I said, it'll slow down or they won't work properly. So now I've got to go in and update all of my apps. So on your phone, you have operating system updates, and you also have app updates. The same thing for your tablets. So as they come in and you get those annoying little messages, please update. Please update. It really is necessary. It keeps, it's like a tune-up for your car. It's a tune-up for your devices.
It's a tune-up.
Just make sure you get it done. Yeah, it really is kind of a tune-up. Plus, you get the latest things that they're putting out. So they may have new properties that work on the particular app or on that particular device. And usually they're better. So
you're talking like on the average, what are we looking at? The changing that's coming up on all these apps and everything. Is it like a monthly thing or like every 3 months, would you say? There's a new.
I say every month you've got some updates for something.
Every month,
I'd say,
wow.
Yeah, you get an update for something, either for your apps or for your operating system. You'll get an update. It's pretty much a continuous thing. But it only, if you keep it updated, it only takes a couple of minutes. You don't just set it to do the updates. It'll take off all by itself. You won't even notice it. Your phone will still ring. Your computer will still work while it's updating. But if you put it off, it'll take longer. It'll take 5 or 6 minutes. And you have to, sometimes if it's an extensive update, you can't even use your device while it's happening if you wait too long in between. So just
I'm still having a problem that when I'm on the phone and somebody else calls, getting that person and not losing the one I'm talking to. So we've got to go way back to ground zero here. So
well, I think you just need to learn how to use your phone.
Speaking of the opposite end of the spectrum.
I find most men don't like to do call waiting. So most men purposely do not figure it out. They say, I'm going to do it, but they never do. So,
I give you credit, Reith. You stay on top of this, but at the 180, is myself and Eric. I mean, they say, oh, he gets this from you. No, he doesn't get it from me. He's like with this VisiCard, V-I-S-Y-K-A-R-D, the cutting edge with this card situation that locks into social media, and it's just amazing. It's like cutting edge scenarios, and he's always on the top of this cutting edge stuff. He's got people calling him from all over the world with this latest stuff. And I, it's embarrassing for me because I still can't figure out if somebody calls me how I switch. I got to get that under control. I'm learning my new phone. I'm getting it slowly but surely. Well, thank
well,
you, Rafa, for that
time,
informative
Jim.
Report. Thank you, and Kelly, thank you. I'll tell you, just so much information on health. Now, Rafa, we got to combine the two of these: the health for people and keeping the tech stuff up to date. That's a new word. And put it all together, and we'll be good to
well,
go.
Well, that's
huh?
just it. There's an app for everything. Last night I was trying to look up different essential oils. You can look them up online. There's an app that has all the different essential oils on it. There's an app for everything. But we're out of time. What's coming up, Jim? What's
oh, my God, there's
the
so much
way?
Coming up. There's the studio. I don't know if you've been down there, but, you know, we got a big studio going down there, biggest one in OC. It's in Fountain Valley. And the VisiCard, you got to get tuned in on that because you're a tech person. Remember, it's V-I-S-Y-K-A-R-D. It's supposed to be one of the hottest things coming now, and some of the top people in the business, in the entertainment business, and, I mean, these are the top of the top that are turning their heads and jumping on this thing. And like I say, it's the opposite of where I'm at, so, you know, there we go. And I've always told people, like with my real estate dealings, you want to make a lot of money in real estate, follow what I've done and just do the opposite and you'll be fine. So thank you,
well,
everyone, for joining us. We're about out.
Well,
just
we
about
also
out.
Have, we're also on Facebook, Jim. We have to have
Facebook, yeah.
Our fans come on over to our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and then go to Baby Boomers Live. And then there's EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Easy Way Broadcasting's on Facebook, for those of you Facebook people. On Twitter,
yep.
Easy Way Broadcasting. If you want the Easy Way app, go to Eric Zuli app, and you can find out everything that's happening on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. And we'll be
the
back next Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, my God, these 10 a.m. Monday morning sure do come awful fast, don't they, Reeve?
Absolutely.
God, it's amazing.
Well,
but anyway, you guys, we're
going to
talk to you next week, and have a good, safe summer. Listen to our archive shows. Listen to ourselves. A lot of good tips on where to go and saving money and so on and so forth. Right, Reeve?
Absolutely.
Okay, guys, I guess it's time to sign off, and we'll be talking to you next week.
See you next Monday.
Hey, guys, what's up? My name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media, networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're like...
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.